Welcome to the show. I am, of course, the Wolf of Disney, and I am joined by our good pal,
the Wookiee.
Wolfpack, I am super, I'm super excited about today's episode because I get to sit down with a podcast that I've been listening to now for quite some time. This has been sort of a collaboration that's been in the works now for, when did we start talking, guys? Probably like 2 or 3 months ago, probably.
At least.
So John and Kathy from Started with a Mouse podcast, they also have a great YouTube channel as well. JK Live, JK.live. Did I get that right?
JK
Adventures.live.
No, yeah, sorry. You got it. No, you got it.
I knew it was in there just clanking around. I just had to find it. But they recently, and I'm not going to try to steal your thunder too much, but they just recently moved down to Orlando and sort of took on the whole dream of living in that area. So I'm super excited to dive in. But the first thing I want to do, and this is just sort of the way we do things here in the Wolf Den, is I'd love to talk to you both about your perfect day in Disney World. And obviously now it must be much simpler than where you were before. You get to just hop in the car and drive there. And obviously with COVID, I get that it's probably a little bit different, but I would love to know, you know, sort of how you got there, where you went, what sort of things were you doing, what things were you avoiding, you know, where'd you go to eat? All those little nuancy things is what I'd love to hear about. So I'm excited to hear about both of your perfect days, and feel free, like if you have some different opinions, which I know you both do, which is really why I love your show, you know, feel free to you know, have your own separate ideas, because I'm just super excited. And again, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show. Really appreciate it. Jen's ultimately really looking excited for this episode as well. She's a big fan of you guys too. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the Wolf Den.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
I'll let you go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay. Ladies first. So, I love it. I think he's just trying to steal a little bit of my thunder, to be honest.
I'm not stealing anything.
Chivalry isn't dead.
So me and John actually just celebrated our 1 year anniversary last month. And I guess I'm going to piggyback off of like our honeymoon in Disney, my perfect day. So we would probably arrive on what we like to call the Tragical Express, because whenever you leave Disney, it's not the Magical Express, it's the Tragical Express. I would love to be staying at the Grand Floridian. So hop on the Magical Express, go to the Grand Floridian. We had the chance to stay there recently and it was fantastic. We'll get into that later though, I guess.
Sure.
And then let me see. I'm definitely spending my day at Magic Kingdom.
I never would have saw that coming. Never. Not once.
No way.
Obviously I'm with John. He's like the perfect partner to go there with. Like we just balance each other out a lot there, and we like the same things. We like riding the same types of rides. Getting a Dole Whip, of course.
Nice.
And then, so if everything is open at Disney, not just what is open right now, for dinner, we are going to Sebastian's, because that is one of our favorite restaurants on Disney property. Nice. And then I think after that, we'd probably end up at the Poly on the beach with another Dole Whip in hand for me, watching the fireworks.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's very my perfect day.
I guess for me, I'm going to go a different way. I'm going to head over to Hollywood Studios. I'm going to kind of, can I cheat the system here a little bit?
Of course.
I knew I liked you, John.
I want the Osborne family lights to be up when I go to Hollywood Studios. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those are my dad's favorite.
I got a pin from it, and like it's just so cool to me to actually have something from that. I'd never really got to see it myself, but I've seen plenty of videos of it, and it just looks absolutely amazing. I think it's really hard to beat Hollywood Studios around Christmas time. It's one of my favorite parks. I guess I'm going to go Grand Flow too, because that was just absolutely amazing to stay at that hotel.
Very cool.
I'm actually going to go with a restaurant that we just like for lunch. I'm going to go with ABC Commissary.
Oh, okay.
They have, what is it, like shrimp tacos now?
The shrimp tacos are really good.
Yeah, they have really good shrimp tacos there now, and everything else. They've revamped that menu and it's really, really good.
Gotcha. That's That's up my aisle. I'll go for sure. Yeah. I don't think I've been there in a while.
They have that, and I think it was Carnitas.
No, I got the buffalo chicken grilled cheese with tomato soup. It was fantastic. Oh,
that sounds good. That sounds really good. Nice.
And well, then, go ahead.
No, please go. You keep going.
I was just gonna say, everything's open, so I'm gonna go get my blueberry alcoholic lemonade at the stand right when you go into the park.
I forget what it's called. It's right next to my goodness, it's just like a little cart. I don't remember the name of it.
Sorry, I'm not good at names.
At Hollywood Studios, the one over right to the right when you first walk in.
Yeah.
It's like a little Coca-Cola stand almost. It's got a very nostalgic look to it.
Yeah.
Nice. And I love that little area. It's cool.
And then I would force Kathy to ride Tower of Terror.
Hate that ride.
And
you don't like it?
I am all things spooky, and I love the ambiance in there, and I love the setting of it, but I hate that free-falling feeling. The last time we rode it, if I can send you guys a picture of our ride picture. Oh, we did. We got stuck. Oh my gosh. My face was priceless, even with a mask on.
It was at the end of the ride. It was at the end of the ride, and the area, usually you guys rode it, obviously, just went completely black.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
There was no light, nothing. And we're just sitting there for like a solid, 30 seconds?
No, I think it was like 3 minutes.
Yeah, we were sitting there for a while and just in the dark, and I'm like, what is going on?
What's going on?
Yeah. Yep. And then they ended up shooting us back up, and then we went back down again. So
yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I'm sure sounds like you were thrilled, Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kathy, do you like Rock and Roller Coaster?
Oh yeah, that's my favorite ride.
Okay. Ethan is afraid of that ride, so I just wanted to put him on blast a little bit.
Oh,
we'll get you on that ride sooner or later, Ethan. It's fine. <There we go.
laughs> It's over before you know it.
That's probably really true. it's the initial, getting up there, seeing all the rest of them just like fire off that I'm just like, I don't know.
And to end the night for me, we would go over to the Wilderness Lodge and go over to Geyser Point. That's like my favorite little, secret hideaway spot. Yeah,
it's kind of like a hole in the wall. I don't think a lot of people really go there.
And I'd get the bison burger that they have there. It's one of the best burgers you can get on property. And their drinks there are phenomenal too.
Nice. So is it like, I've never been there. Is it like a little bar type area?
Yeah, it's like a lounge area. It's right across from, you can actually see Discovery Island from the bar. And there's just the water in front of you. It's an absolutely stunning view. I mean,
it's outside.
You could sit there for hours and not get bored. Mm-hmm. I feel like.
Very cool. That's awesome. So, part of the reason why I love just sort of asking that question, because I really do think it sort of gives a really good representation of like how much you enjoy Disney, where you like to go, what you like. And I there's just something about Disney, and this is actually going to be my next question. And it sort of takes away from the next segment, but I'm curious, you obviously you started a podcast, you love Disney just like us. What's something that continues to keep bringing you back to Disney World? What is that one thing?
Do you want me to go first?
No, because I know you're going to say exactly what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I love that.
Okay. So two things for me. One, it's just the feeling, the magic. And we talk about this a lot too. Like, we also go to Universal, and Universal is a completely different feeling, but Disney just has that magic where you go in and you just feel whole. I don't know how else to explain that. And then I think two ties into one, and that's the cast members, because they continuously deliver.
I love that answer. That's great.
Well, I was gonna say, we've had multiple good interactions with cast members.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think everybody has.
Yeah, definitely.
The reason for me was that Braylee brought me back into it when me and Kathy first went to Disney together. It was for her birthday, our first year of dating, and we went to the Merry Christmas party. Sorry, that's a tongue twister for me sometimes. Yeah. But Donald sat right next to me, and I became 3 years old. And every time I go back to the parks now, even when I was just like 25, 26 when that happened. Mm-hmm. And every time I go into the parks, you become 3 years old, because you see you know, your favorite character. You see Santa Claus during the holidays. You see all these characters in front of you. And you just, you, like I said, you become like a five-year-old. All your cares go away. You're not worried about, you know, what's in your bank account or anything else. And that's a feeling that's very hard to get.
No, absolutely. That's a great answer, John. Listen, I talk about this a lot with people who are Disney skeptics, I like to call them. And they say, why are you still going to Disney? And I said, listen, man, I just love going. And there's just something genuinely about it that continues to bring me back, because I can feel like a kid. I don't have to worry about all the paperwork and all the deals that I have to write. Like, there's just something so incredible about that feeling that, it really can take sort of your breath away almost every time you walk through the gate. And so often we have people who say, rounding the corner to see Cinderella's castle down Main Street is one of the most amazing feelings that you can feel when you're down there. So great answers. I'm glad I asked that question, because I think there's obviously a strong connection for you two. I mean, you started dating, you went to Disney World together, and now you're down there and you get to experience that as frequently as you'd like. So that's really pretty cool.
Hopefully more sooner.
Yeah, please. Sorry.
Hopefully a lot more sooner rather than later, because we still have not gotten annual passes yet.
Oh no, goodness.
Yeah, they haven't released them.
They haven't released them yet. Darn.
No.
That's sick. Yeah. Well, I tried to hit you, and this was a while ago, but I tried to hit you with the wolf tip to get them on the low. So definitely keep that in mind when it comes around, and I'm glad that I was able to at least throw you that, because that's what we've been doing that for years. So
well, you've helped us with we did the Universal passes, and that kind of worked the same way. Yeah. So perfect. That helped us out a lot.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that for sure. So let's dive in, and I'm excited to do this with the two of you. So Disney for me growing up was all about the movies, all about the songs, all about, you know, Aladdin and Genie and the Lion King and Mufasa and Simba. But for me, Disney was the movies. And I'm curious for both of you, is there a favorite movie in Disney that just simply resonates with you both?
Go ahead. I'll let you go first, because I know your answer.
I'm going to talk about my all-time favorite, my babysitter, my everything. It is the Mighty Ducks series.
Oh, very nice. I love that.
Even today I'll watch them, and yeah, they're goofy movies, but they still bring that like sense of childhood back to me. And like, it just reminds me of why I fell in love with the sport of hockey and the everything about those movies. I wish they would incorporate them a little bit more in the parks, but obviously it's an older franchise, so I don't think they're really going to, except for if the new reboot would do well, that I know they're doing.
Did you know they're coming out with a new show?
Yeah, I'm excited to see what Emilio Estevez is going to do with it. I just don't want it to get, like, I don't know, too far out there. I just kind of want it to deal with, like, kids and hard work and teamwork and everything else, like the first ones.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, like, be its own thing, not try to tie it to the old ones.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously going to tie it. I feel like Charlie's going to come back, and all of them are going to come back eventually. But just kind of be its own thing and, you know, just build off the base that's already there.
Absolutely. Do you have which one's your favorite, John?
I think it's the third one. And that's the one that gets you the most hate.
Wow.
I like the third one because I feel like the hockey that's in it at the very end is like the most actual like hockey that you see in most movies. Unless you're talking about like Miracle or something like that.
Miracle. Yeah.
Understood.
Great movie.
Cool. All right, Kathy, your turn.
It's Beauty and the Beast. Said, that was my babysitter. Like anytime I wanted to watch a movie, it was Beauty and the Beast. And I will say, I know the live action got a lot of hate, but I think it was almost as good as the original.
It might have been better.
Right.
I think it may have been better.
Right. I agree
with that. So
yeah. I really Gaston on that selection. One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The casting was perfect.
Exactly, spot on. So all right, here's a follow-up question for Kathy, because I had one for you, John. Who in that movie Beauty and the Beast, which one was your favorite character within the castle other than Beast?
In the original or the live action, or both?
Either. Because the answer, actually, you're right, the answer could be different. I agree.
Yeah.
So feel free to give one for both if you'd like.
Easy answer for me.
For the original, I'd probably say Chip because he's a little smart aleck, and that's me to a T. Nice. But the live action, I loved Lumiere. I think he like the role was just so well played. I loved it.
Yeah,
that's my great answer for sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
Lumiere is probably one of my picks as well for sure.
Both of them.
I also love Mrs. Potts though in the original. Oh, yeah. She was a standout for sure.
Yeah.
So speaking of Mrs. Potts and speaking of sort of music, I always think about music and, you know, if you've been listening at all, music is very important to me. And it's a big part of like my mental health and keeping in check and keeping everything rolling here. Do you have a favorite song from the Disney universe? And again, you know, nothing's out of bounds.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Oh, this is tough.
No, it's not.
Tough. Yeah. I agree.
Not for you.
I got two though. I got two.
You can say a few. Yeah, whatever you want.
I'm gonna go with Be Prepared from The Lion King, obviously.
I kind of expected that.
I knew we were boys, John.
And then I'm gonna go with Eye to Eye from A Goofy Movie.
Okay, nice.
That's a movie I feel like a lot of like our generation forgets about that like even happened.
Yeah, definitely. And actually it was a few episodes ago, I had a kid that I went to high school with, Brian Campana, who was like, that's my go-to movie. It's my favorite of all time. So
I was going to say that movie's popped up a bunch recently for us.
Yeah. I think it's a low key. It's one of those, it's kind of like Hocus Pocus where there's this big cult that really loves it and it's starting to grow and more people are like, oh wow, I forgot all about it. Oh wow, it's really cool. So I'm excited to hear another Goofy movie plug. It's awesome.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, and the fact that they're like bringing it back into the parks, it almost seems like, I don't know if you guys saw it, but on the cavalcades for the Magic Kingdom, the Christmas ones, which John's not too happy about it, but the car that Vanellope usually drives, Max is now driving.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think it's cool that bringing that back to the parks a little bit.
I'm not happy about it. Vanellope should be driving the car. It's her car.
That's true. So obviously with favorites always comes a least favorite. For Kathy, did you give us your favorite, or is it the same Eye to Eye?
Eye to Eye is one of them.
Sure.
Definitely in like both of our like top threes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think I'm a villains person. I like villains more than the heroes. Yeah. And I love Poor Unfortunate Souls. That's nice. Yeah, that's probably, yeah.
Very cool. All
right, well, good. We have a little villain game for you at the end of the show.
We do. It's funny. I was saying to Ryan before you all came on, I said, what should we do? And he was like, let's do something villains.
Villains.
Like, that's actually a great idea. So I'm excited to share that with you. But to get into the next one. Go for it.
Are you guys like Star Wars or Marvel people? Or like, how does that?
So I'm trying to get into both. I'm really trying to get into both. The only Star Wars that I have seen is Rogue One, and it was a fantastic movie.
Yes, it was.
And then after us, we actually went to Hollywood Studios like a month ago now.
Yeah.
It's been about a month. And we got to ride Rise of the Resistance. It made me want to like Star Wars that much more just because of that ride. Definitely. And then Marvel, You've seen
a few of them.
A few of the Marvel, like Black Panther, one of the more recent Guardians, I believe.
Yeah, we watched both. We've seen one of the Guardians. We got into the second one, but we didn't get all the way through it.
Yeah, I mean, I can see me liking them, but we haven't watched all of them. So
I was just curious if they were going to be incorporated in your answers.
Not really.
I mean, if you're going to ask me my favorite ride right now, it's probably going to be Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that ride is just absolutely insane.
Breathtaking, yeah.
Yeah, I go January 1st. I'm excited. I just made my reservations today for Hollywood Studios on my trip.
Is that your first time riding it then?
I haven't done it yet. Oh, I haven't done anything over there yet.
Yeah.
We're going to have a conversation once you come back then.
Absolutely. There we go. Absolutely. So with favorites come least favorites. So is there a least favorite movie and song that go maybe go hand in hand, or are they completely separate?
I'm gonna let you go first.
Least favorite movie. Okay, I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this one.
Probably not.
I swear if you say where I think you're going.
I don't think I like the songs and the albums that came out of this movie, but the movie itself is not even in my top 15 Disney movies, and that's The Princess and the Frog.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Songs I don't really know.
Yeah. It's one of those movies that didn't necessarily get a whole lot of advertisement. There wasn't a whole lot of like push for it. And it's just now finally making its way into the park. So it does kind of feel a little underutilized, but it's not that hot. It's not that, you know, earth shattering to think it's not in your top 15. I agree with you there.
Okay. Okay.
I can't think of anything. I'm really trying to think.
Well, okay. No, I can answer this for you too.
Okay. Thank you.
The live action Lion King.
Yeah. The live action Lion King, be prepared. Just ended. That was the least favorite.
I'm not a big fan of any of the live actions, to be honest with
you. See, I knew I liked you. I knew I liked you. Can't stand this stuff.
I liked Jungle Book, and that was about it.
I liked
and Beauty and the Beast.
That was it.
And Beauty and the Beast. Yeah.
Right.
After that, it's the Lion King live action. I was ready to leave the theater after about 30 minutes.
I walked out of Aladdin.
Yeah.
I loved Aladdin.
I didn't mind Aladdin. It was just I didn't like Jafar.
Yeah,
and I didn't like Aladdin, to be honest. I feel like Will Smith was the only reason I stayed. And that was just because he was a really good genie, I thought. I mean, he's obviously not Robin Williams, but I think he did it as best as he could.
Yeah, absolutely. So I do want to bring you back over to the parks. And I do want to ask, because based on your perfect day, I have an idea of what the answer is. But is there a favorite park for you both?
Mine's Magic Kingdom.
And Hollywood Studios.
Yes, John, you're my boy.
So I'm a Magic Kingdom. There's just something so nostalgic, like I said before, just taking that first turn after you walk past the train station, you know, you're strolling down Main Street USA and you know, the barbershop quartet singing at you, there's all the street performers. There's just something so like nostalgic, so heartwarming about that. So I'm with you, Kathy. I'll go to Magic Kingdom all day for sure.
Yes. I like the feel of Hollywood Studios. Like I feel like in a past life I was like a 1920s gangster or something. Sure. Because as soon as I walk in there, I'm just like, I'm home. This is beautiful. Look at all the neon, everything. It's just gorgeous.
I almost feel like you can't even compare them though, because it's like they each have their own feel and they're very different, you know. Ambiance is there, so I love each of them except for Animal Kingdom, for their own reasons.
Tell us how you really feel.
I'll tell you how I really feel. I think it's on one of the questions about Animal Kingdom.
So we can jump right into that because I did just ask favorite park. So what it sounds like, Kathy, your least favorite park is Animal Kingdom. Tell us a little bit about why.
There's just nothing really there for
me. It's a half day park.
It's not even a half day. It's like a 2-hour park for me. I go in, I ride Expedition Everest and Kilimanjaro. See the Disco Yeti. See the Disco Yeti. Kilimanjaro. Right. And I don't really see any, I mean, Festival of the Lion King, but right now that's not operating. So other than that, there's nothing dinosaur really else there.
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur. Yes.
Dinosaur doesn't get enough love.
No.
No. It'll love that.
I do.
Yeah, that was really
good. I just hate the area right outside of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately, Ryan, I think it's going to be rethemed within the next 5 years, though. And I think
that's fine because that like primeval world needs to go.
No, I mean dinosaur too.
That whole area is going to be redone.
I do sort of agree with you there. I think that whole area needs to be reimagined.
Yeah.
Zootopia. Let's get something Zootopia over there.
Right.
It's just kind of sad because you see like Universal has done so well with like Jurassic Park and Disney could never find like attraction with like dinosaurs compared to what Universal did with that.
Yeah. That's their dynasty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. John, do you have a least favorite park?
Animal Kingdom. Same way. Okay. I go to, we go to the Kilimanjaro safaris to see the animals, go to ride the Yeti and get out of there.
Yeah.
Pandora.
No,
Do you want me to be honest with you? I'm not a fan.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Really?
Wow.
No.
Okay.
I'm very hard to, like, when I think of a ride, I think of like things at like Cedar Point and stuff like that, that are like really big roller coasters and stuff. Mm-hmm. I've done the screens and everything else, but I just feel like Universal has done that a little bit better than them. I mean, Pandora is great. I wouldn't wait more than 30 minutes for it.
He also doesn't like the movie Avatar. So that could be a very big factor in that choice. Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree. Avatar was way too long. And I've tried to sit through that three and a half hour movie, whatever it is. It's way too long.
That's way too long. We're doing the same thing with Hamilton right now. We keep trying to get into it. And I'm like, it's a 3 hour show. How am I supposed to do this?
Yeah.
Ethan's never seen Lord of the Rings. That's probably why.
No.
I couldn't get into it. Couldn't get into Lord of the Rings. I just couldn't. So what's, you bring up an interesting point, because John, you kind of hit, you know, I think a lot of heartstrings by saying that Pandora is not your favorite ride. So I'm curious now, and Kathy, also for you, what is your favorite ride amongst the four parks?
So each park, or between all four of them, just pick one.
One for each. I, at this point, I'm curious.
Okay, so for me, I'll go from top to bottom. So Animal Kingdom, I'm gonna say Kilimanjaro, because I just have a love for animals and I love seeing the giraffes. Nice. It's a dream of mine to stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge and just have them like right outside my window.
You would love that. It really is. It really is magical. Very cool.
Let's see. Hollywood Studios, Rock and Roller Coaster, hands down. Well, see, this is where it gets hard for me, because Rock and Roller Coaster has been near and dear to my heart for nostalgic reasons. Yep. But then it's like Rise of the Resistance. Oh my, you can't even compare the two. It's a toss up between those two. And then
I can respect Epcot, that.
Yeah. Epcot, Figment.
Nice. Okay.
Look at Ryan's face. Did you see that? Yeah.
Okay.
I love Figment. He is adorable.
Nice. They need to revamp that poor thing.
They do.
He needs a little revamp. I don't know that he needs to leave, but he definitely needs a revamp. I agree.
Yeah. And then Magic Kingdom. This might shock you guys, but it's the People Mover. I love the People Mover.
Yes! I love the People Mover, too! Yes! Oh, that's awesome. Oh, my God, Kathy, I could ride the People Mover all day.
Yes.
Just sit me in there, give me, like, a glass of water, and I will watch people walk by all day. Oh, I love the People Mover. That's awesome. I do.
It's
terrible.
No. This is what I have to deal with.
Let's get on the Carousel of Progress after.
Ooh. Yes,
we got stuck in a scene for 20 minutes the last time we were there. They're like, this scene is broken. I'm just like, can you just let me out the ride?
Yeah, I would have killed myself. That's terrible.
Okay,
that's too funny.
John, so for me, Magic Kingdom, Space Mountain all day long.
Nice,
love Space Mountain. Epcot, I'm gonna go the Grand Fiesta Tour with the three Caballeros.
Nice. Okay.
And then Hollywood Studios, I want to say Rise of the Resistance, but I'm still gonna go Rock and Roller Coaster.
Really? Okay. Over Tower?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That shocks me.
And then Animal Kingdom, it's Everest.
Okay. Nice.
Very important. All right, I'm gonna throw a curveball in. Favorite show, any of them, any park.
Great moments in history, but just the American parts.
Can you consider that a show?
Yes, it's a show.
Are we talking about like the attractions? The sit-down attractions?
Like, I think of a show like Beauty and the Beast, or like PhilharMagic, or
Indiana Jones.
That's all right. Well, I wasn't trying to give it away.
I'm going Muppet Vision.
Yeah, I was gonna say Muppet Vision.
Wow, hot take. I like that.
I like that too.
All right, so we have
I'm a big Indiana Jones fan. That's where I was really pushing for, but Ethan spoiled it for me.
Yeah. And I wanna try to settle something. And we've been doing this now for the past couple of guests that we've had. Indiana Jones is a show over at the Hollywood Studios. There's Team Wolf and Team Wookiee. Are you someone who enjoys the Indiana Jones show or someone who will go, but it's like, it's just to maybe pass the time, you're waiting for a fast pass or a dining experience, a Wolf pit stop.
So John's never seen it.
There you go. That's John, all you need to know.
You also have to realize that every time we go to Hollywood Studios, it's like running around like a chicken with their head cut off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because usually it was just go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. Now that we're down here, I'm going to go see that show. And from what I've seen, I would definitely love to just sit down and watch it. Like, I'm becoming more of a show person each day.
I'm going to go with the Wolf on this one. I'm so sorry, Ryan.
There we go. All right. So what we'll do, in about when you see it, John, you let us know what team you're on.
Okay.
And we can go from there.
Sounds good. We'll go hopefully it'll be up soon because I feel so bad for all the cast members that aren't there right now.
No, absolutely. And we've had sort of an opportunity to talk about this a little bit, but it certainly is difficult. I mean, we're all sort of facing just such a weird time that, you know, I certainly feel for the cast members, and I can't imagine, you know, how they feel right now, not knowing when they'll be back, if they'll be back. It's such a weird, really strange circumstance, and it's something that my heart goes out to them for sure.
Yeah.
And I loved your answer earlier about the cast members being part of your favorite, you know, part of the reason why you love Disney, part of, you know, your favorite day is interacting with them. And you know, I think Ryan is one of those people who can attest to having just wonderful experiences with Disney cast members every time that he goes. And I'm the same way. Ryan just happens to be there a lot more frequently, or was there a lot more frequently in his younger years. And, you know, it's something that we speak a lot about. So I love that answer.
Spoiled kid, you know?
So one thing, you know, John and Kathy, that I've really enjoyed lately that you've been doing on your YouTube channel is you sometimes go in and you'll do a review of places that you're eating. And I am sort of curious, you know, you've had this opportunity to maybe try new places and, you know, sort of sit down at new spots. So it's sort of a two-tier question. What is your favorite place to go eat? And what has been sort of the new place that you have discovered since you've moved down there, since you've had more of the ability to go explore?
I feel like my answer is going to be the same for both.
Probably.
Okay.
You go ahead first.
Okay. I'm going. Does Disney Springs count?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm going Chef Art Smith's Homecoming.
Really? Okay.
That place has some of the best food, the best service. Like, I can't say enough about it. We both times we've been there, it's just been an amazing meal. You sit down, you feel like you're just at home. It's very homey in there. And the food is a 10 out of 10 every time. The first time I got the fried chicken sandwich. Last time I got chicken and donuts. Nice. And if you go to Disney Springs, that is the restaurant that I recommend to everybody.
Nice. And it was Chef Art Homecoming. Did I get that right?
Yeah, Chef Art Smith's Homecoming. No, that's on the list. Raglan Road's on the list.
Gotta go to Raglan Road. That's a family favorite of ours.
Yeah.
Nice. Kathy?
So prior to moving down here, I would have told you California Grill.
Okay.
It was just a fantastic. It's definitely like, for most people, it's a one-time kind of thing because it is a bit pricey. It's on the pricier side.
Yeah. I think we spent like $400. Thank God for the Disney dining plan.
Yeah.
I got my Disney cup. I'm a Disney dining guy. Love it. Yep, absolutely. Couldn't agree more with that.
But since moving down here, I'm going to have to agree with John. Chef Art Smith's is just out of this world. And I actually get an appetizer for my meal because the thigh-high chicken sliders are the best thing on the menu. Hands down, best thing. They're just, you get three of the little sliders and they have a little bit of a kick to them, but they're also sweet at the same time. It's just, my mouth's watering right now.
That's awesome. Very cool. Yeah. Great stuff. Well, I think
I've never been.
Yeah, I can't say I've been down there either, but it sounds pretty damn good. That's for sure.
Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they say that like at Disney Springs, them and the Boathouse are always in competition to see who's the best there. So
my hot take is I don't like the Boathouse. So,
oh, little hot take. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to bring you sort of back into the Disney movie verse for just a moment, because obviously one other, you know, sort of, and you mentioned it earlier, John, you know, in getting to sit next to Donald Duck, but Disney gives you the opportunity to meet some of your favorite Disney characters. And one of the things that I always love is meeting Tinkerbell or seeing Mickey Mouse. My wife and I had a phenomenal exchange when we got married and we're down there for our honeymoon with Anna and Elsa. That was really a lot of fun. So who are your favorite characters to meet? And if you don't have one that's there, who would you like to see the parks maybe incorporate and get to meet?
So my favorite that we have met so far has been Olaf. When John and I went there and we got engaged at Disney, we went to Hollywood Studios, met Olaf, and he saw our pins and he was trying to interact with us. But of course, you know, it's hard whenever you don't have like a speaking role as a character. Yeah. So he was speaking to the cast member, his friend, and she was saying that he wanted to go try wedding cakes with us. It was fantastic. But you know what? Cool. I do have to say, I'm glad you had a good opportunity with Anna and Elsa, because we did not. We had a horrible meet and greet with them, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
We had
matching. Well, actually, Elsa was good. It was Anna that wasn't so good.
Was okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Elsa was good.
So we had matching shirts on that said, "We finish each other's sandwiches." Oh, and sure. Anna didn't even like play into anything with the shirts. Yeah. I was kind of disappointed.
The funny part was, though, Elsa was like, "Oh, that's just a bad part of her life. She's just blocking it out. Don't worry about it."
Well, yeah. Okay. Maybe she was kind of trying to play along.
Yeah.
But Elsa did a good job saving it, for sure.
Yeah. For sure. And then if I could get somebody to the parks to meet, it would be the Sanderson sisters at Not So Scary, because that, I mean, you can easily do that and they would just be so fantastic. I would love to meet them. Yeah.
Yeah. I think my wife, Jen, would probably be in the line with you to go meet the Sanderson sisters during Halloween. and she would have already been there waiting now if she had to. if the line was circulating around the globe, she'd be there. She would love that. Yeah. So that's a great answer. I really like that. What about you, John? Is there anyone in particular that you'd love to see? And I know you mentioned the Mighty Ducks. I don't know if there's anything there that they could pull off, but
my favorite person to meet is Donald. It's been that way since the first time. He made fun of me because it didn't have him on his shirt the first time we went. So we went to Topolino's Terrace when we first got down here, and I wore this shirt that had Donald's face on it, basically. And this is when they just changed it to where they're like walk around at the tables instead of being able to meet and greet. But as soon as he made the turn and saw my shirt, he started pointing at me. And was like, he spent more time at our table. Mm-hmm. And like every time he came out, he pointed at my shirt and pointed at me. And it was just so much fun. We've had very good interactions with every Donald Duck we met. When we got engaged, he like took really cute pictures. He held our hands up and like her ring and everything. And
that's cool.
And it was, I think he's my favorite character forever for that. So
that's awesome. Very cool.
Character I would like to meet is, I would really like to meet Maui from Moana.
My boy. John is my boy.
There's a bromance going on here, huh?
Yeah, there's a little bromance. Definitely. I can feel it. No, that's a great answer. I think, you know, talking about Moana, you know, I think that with Epcot and you sort of hit it on the head when I was sort of preparing to go on my most recent trip, you said, like, be prepared when you get to Epcot to be a little underwhelmed because of all the construction walls. And all I tried to do was, all right, well, you know, when I walk up, this is where, you know, Moana's little area is going to be, and maybe Maui will be here in Moana.
Yeah.
And, you know, I certainly think that Epcot sort of has, you know, all the things that are working, and it should be interesting to see, you know, sort of how that all plays into, you know, the overall feel of Epcot, because it's changing so much. So, perfect. This leads me to, really, it's my favorite segment that we do, and it gives both of you the opportunity to be an Imagineer. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but when I'm sitting at work and just maybe looking out the window or thinking about nothing, I like to think about like how I would change Disney a little bit to maybe make it a little bit more suitable or use some of that space. So I'm curious, John and Kathy, how would you be an Imagineer? What's some of the things that you change? What are some of the things, you know, either within the park, the app, everything is at, you know, at risk when you guys are the Imagineer. So what would you change around?
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, first off, since you mentioned the app, I hope it just gets 100% redesigned. Mm-hmm. That app is terrible. But what I would change is I'm going to change the entire ESPN worldwide sports area. Okay. I think it's very underutilized. They don't use it enough. I think they need to make it where each area is like a different sport. Like one area could be for hockey, one area could be for basketball, one for football, one for baseball. And I think you could make it almost like you're in the professional league, like you're in the MLB, you're in the NHL or whatever. And you get to experience how that feels. Like at the hockey one, you get to be a goalie and you get to shoot pucks and stuff like that. Baseball, you get to face Randy Johnson or whatever, you know, and to just kind of do this over. And I mean, we kind of have it with the NBA experience, but I feel like they really underwhelmed everybody with that. And I feel like with them owning ESPN, I think that is such an underutilized asset that they have that they could use. I mean, we went to the NBA experience during our honeymoon and they told us about two NBA players that were there. And I didn't know, I would have never known unless we walked in the store.
Nobody was there.
Wow. And I just feel like Disney has I mean, there's been talk down here about them shutting down the ESPN worldwide sports. And I feel like when during the 90s, there was a lot more there. They used to host like roller hockey games there. They used to have a roller hockey league that was on ESPN2. They used to have all kinds of things. I think there's so much they could do there. They could almost have adult league tournaments there. They could do everything. They can make so much money off that little area that they're just, all they do now is just leave the lights on every night.
Well, they just had the NBA. The NBA bubble was there.
Yeah, that was interesting for me being a Lyft driver. I've got to see, I got to see all the NBA teams rolling around. So
I bet. I bet. That's an awesome take. And I have to agree with you. I think maybe it was a couple of years ago now, but Jen and I, we took the rental car that we were in and we drove over there and there was like nobody even around. No. There was nobody parked there. There was nothing. So I would agree there. It's definitely underutilized. And I do sort of like the idea of, you know, put me in the game, coach. Like what can I do to, you know, sort of feel a part of the action. And I'm sure, you know, just sort of thinking out loud, like you could probably charge, you know, different packages, like, hey, you could get all five sports or all six sports or whatever it is, you know, for $6.99. And if you bring a friend, we'll give you 10% off the next, you know, your next visit or whatever. So there's definitely some money to be had there. That's an awesome take. Good stuff, John. Yeah. I like that.
And I think, and they could also have shops there too, where they sell, you know, Disney's sports merchandise as well. And that's just something I think it's very underutilized. There's every time we go to the parks, there's people in sports jerseys walking around and that would be a great day off. Yeah, me too. Me too. I wore a Canada jersey the last time we went there.
There you go.
Because I was making fun of the election. But that's just something I think that they could really work on, but I doubt we'll ever see it. But
I would agree. I don't know that they'll ever do it, but it's a phenomenal idea. Really. What about you, Kathy?
Okay, so the app, yes, absolutely. Destroy that thing and just start from the bottom. For me, I think Disney is missing out on a complete age group, which is us. So I think a lot of their money comes from our age group. Whenever we get bored, what do? We go to Disney. We drop money on food and drinks and merch and everything under the sun. And I think we should have opened up the second castle for the villains and have a villains park. I think it would be fantastic. It just, there was the castle tour. Where was that at? In
That was Tokyo, I think, or
Tokyo or Hong Kong. I'm not really sure which one it was. They had that underground castle tour where there was the big dragon and it was too scary for kids. So they got rid of it. Bring that here and put that in a villains park. I think a lot of our age group likes the villains and, you know, just that, I don't know. I just think it would be really cool to have another park.
I know that something we've talked about with that, with them missing our age group is we know that it's coming, that the Rock and Roller Coaster is going to probably get revamped sometime in the future. You need to make that the Powerline concert. You're going to the Powerline show and you're in a Goofy movie.
Okay. I like that. And like, good take.
And kind of use the music from there. I mean, that's something that we've talked about before.
Yeah. That's cool. Very cool. I think, you know, and we actually, we had someone else that, that was sort of in the same boat that said, you know, a villain park is really like the direction that they need to head in. And it's obviously been something that's kind of been talked about a lot, but it would almost be silly for them not to put something together that competes against something like Universal, because I think Universal does such a phenomenal job. They've got the Hulk roller coaster. They've got Hagrid's roller coaster. They've got these big mother loving, you know, coasters that are just intense. And yeah. When you look at Disney, they don't necessarily have that same level of intensity. So I do think that if Disney could put something together to sort of harness the Disney energy that they have, but also put together something that is very unique and villain-esque, I think they've got a gold mine. I completely agree. So, yeah. Absolutely. So one thing I like to ask, and obviously with you all being down there, I'm sure as things start to open up more, as the world sort of resets a little bit, this will become an easier question, but what are some of the things that you always do when you go down to the parks? And I like to call them your own wolf tips that you try to give friends or family members or coworkers that are going to the parks. What are some of the things that you like to tell people, hey, try to do this, or hey, you don't really need to do that. Just keep moving.
Okay. So my biggest thing is do not spend money at the parks on merch unless it is a limited item that you must get. So a lot, like for me, for, you know, a lot of women, it's the lounge flies, right? Especially if you have kids though, do not waste your money at the parks. The bubble wands, nothing like that. There is a place about 20 minutes from the parks called the Character Warehouse, where you can get everything between 50 and 75% off. And we have dropped a lot of money there since we've been down here. That is my biggest tip. I don't think I'll ever pay full price for an item, a piece of merch at Disney again, ever.
Yep. And it's funny you sort of bring that up, because John and I had a conversation about, you know, Jen and I, we go to the Character Warehouse. We will drive when we're down there, we'll rent a car and we'll drive to the one over near Universal. Mm-hmm, to see what additional merchandise they have over there. Mm-hmm. It is it's one of our favorite stops. We don't buy a whole lot of stuff in the parks unless we really want it or really need it. That's a good, that right there is a great wolf tip for sure. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah. My wolf tip would be don't trust Disney transportation.
Okay.
It will leave you high and dry. Take
it.
Lift.
I don't. Yep. Absolutely. Take it's a lift. Yep.
I mean, I've had Lyft passengers tell me horror stories, but there's a lot of good people that are Lyft drivers down here that will, I mean, I know for me personally, I played Disney music in the car, tried to keep the Disney feeling alive while you're in the car. And instead of you having to deal with all the hassle of, you know, not being dropped off right in front of Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom, that Lyft driver can take you right to the front of the park. You're fine. You're out of the way. The only one that's kind of hit or miss is Magic Kingdom, because you have to drop them off at, you know, the TTC. But right. I would rather spend the extra, $10-$15 on a lift than to have to worry about a bus that we have to catch, or the Skyliner or something else. But I do love the Skyliner. That's another thing I tell people, is you got to take a lap on it and just kind of enjoy all the scenery from up top.
Definitely. Awesome. Good stuff. Well, I do want to have an opportunity for you guys to tell us. So, I mean, we sort of hit it in the beginning, but tell us a little bit about your show, about your adventures, and how the Wolfpack can find you, follow you, you know, and hopefully, you know, get some views for you guys. Because I think for me, I love you guys. I think you know that by now. And I enjoyed your podcast. I was disappointed when, you know, you didn't put it out as frequently, because it was, I loved, and I'll be honest, I loved just sort of the banter between you as husband and wife. It just to me, you know, was just sort of that classic, like, we're going to talk about that later, John. Okay. And I love that. I thought it was hysterical. I got hooked, and it's just fun. And I'd love to know why you started, because I think I've shared now a few times. I think I started this in March to just keep up with my own mental health. We were hitting a pandemic. We were, you know, in the middle of like closing down and quarantining. And I was just like, I got to do something or I'm going to lose my mind. So I'd love to know more about your show, how my Wolfpack can find you, and, you know, tell me just everything about you guys. Cause that's, I like you guys a lot.
Well, thank you. We like you guys too. Cool. So why we got started, I guess, it's going to sound selfish on my end, but I think it turned into something good. John had his niches. So he would, you know, go running with his friends, and I didn't really have a hobby. And I said, you know, you have this talent of broadcasting. He, you know, he went to school for broadcasting and he has a good radio voice, I think. And I said, how can we incorporate that as a couple together? And we sat down, we thought about it, and we're like, well, you know, we love Disney. We're planning on moving to the Magic. So why not just create this platform where we can build a Disney family and just talk about things that we love, not even just Disney parks related. You know, I think you've probably heard in our last episode, which was like a month and a half ago.
Sorry.
we're trying to branch off, not even just from Disney, but like Universal and just all things Orlando for everybody coming to the area. I think that that's really why we started it, just because we enjoy having a good conversation. And like you said, we do feed off of each other. Like, definitely. We don't agree on everything at all. Nothing. No, it's usually nothing we agree on.
Opposites. I think that's what helps for the Wookiee and I. We don't always agree on stuff. And when I started this, I was by myself and I was struggling to get through a half hour of just giving information. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do once I give everything. I need someone to banter with. I need someone to talk with. And the Wookiee was an easy choice because he's like, I go all the time. Let's just talk.
I love that little smile he's got going on right now.
I'm talking him up. He likes that.
I'm a good arguer.
That's true.
I'll argue just to argue. Yeah.
Please.
I'm trying.
I just like talking.
Yeah, he likes talking a lot. We're going to be coming out with a new episode, hopefully here in the next week. We did just have family down here for Thanksgiving. So that's kind of why we're like
a little behind. We planned on recording the week before Thanksgiving, but everything just went south real quick. And we're just like, yep, we're just going to have to push it off and then get back into it.
So. Yeah. And I think the reason we're like doing just an episode a month now, or trying to at least, is because we really do enjoy vlogging. A little bit more, just because it's kind of easier to get our point across with vlogging right now.
Sure.
So I guess where you can find us. So for the podcast, I'll start off with that. We're on Facebook, Started with a Mouse Podcast. I believe it's a public group now.
Yeah, I think we changed that.
And then we're also on Instagram. I haven't been keeping up with Instagram. It's been hard. But we're Started with a Mouse _podcast on Instagram. And then our vlog, jkadventures.live.
Is on YouTube.
Yes, we're on YouTube. Sorry, I just brain farted.
All good. All good.
But we actually have something coming up with the vlog. So we have, what, 5 videos on deck right now?
In the can.
We're trying to gain followers on YouTube the most right now, I think. So we're going to try something. It's called Vlogmas. A lot of YouTubers are doing it right now. They are recording every single day of December. So we're 4 days short right now, but we're going to upload 4 videos tomorrow. Nice. And then we're going to upload every day just to do
I'm not editing.
it's a lot with editing. Just to see like the consistency, if we can, you know, gain more of a following.
There's going to be a lot of things happening on the vlog, and I hope we're able to get, I know we're going to get an episode out this week for the podcast, but the vlog is really where Kathy and I feel like we shine the best right now. And with us having Universal passes, and there's just so much to do down here right now with Christmas and everything else. And unlike other places, Florida is open. We're wide open down here. Ron DeSantis has already said he's not shutting us back down. He said that, you know, nobody's going to lose their job because of me this time.
That's great.
So,
So what we're going to be doing soon on the vlog, I guess, we have tickets for next week. I'm not sure if you guys heard of it. It's called the Gaylord Palms here in Orlando.
It's I've heard.
Yeah. they do a Christmas thing like every year, and we're going to do the I Heart Christmas movie. So basically each room is a different scene from a different Christmas movie. So we'll be putting that out next week.
We're going to the lights on Jeter Ben, which is something that was featured on the Great Christmas Light Fight, 3 years ago or so?
Yeah. And then Give Kids the World, we'll be going there to look at the lights within the next few weeks. So, yeah, there's a lot we have going on right now. So,
yeah, I recently rewatched your trip over to the Grand Floridian because I thought that was I sort of remember the story behind it and getting the ability to go and how exciting that was. And so I was excited to watch, sort of that happen for you guys. It certainly seemed like a really magical moment. So I'm glad you guys were able to relish in that. It really is. It's on my bucket list to get over to the Grand Floridian as well. It really is a beautiful spot. And it's just one of those, I think we all sort of in the monorail just go by and go, oh, wow, look at that.
Oh, wow, that's look
so,
at that.
So beautiful, I wish I could stay there. So, I definitely really enjoyed that. And ultimately, I just really want to thank you guys for taking, the time out of your busy schedules and taking the time to talk to us. We just really, really appreciate it. It's such a weird environment, and it's so weird how small the world has become because of this technology that, we've been able to connect. We've been able to get to know one another through this medium. And, the next time that we're down there, I definitely want to try to connect with you guys. And last time just didn't quite work out, but we definitely want to, connect and get a drink or whatever the case may be. So,
absolutely.
No, just really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. I do have a couple cool Wolf games if you're all interested in playing. First one, I think I already know the answer just because we've had the opportunity to talk now. But the first one is the monorail loop. So I have three wonderful tickets right in my hand here to stay anywhere on the monorail loop. So you can stay at the Grand Floridian, Polynesian, or the Contemporary. And all expenses paid, of course. Which one would you like to stay at?
Bay Lake.
Ooh, very nice. Okay, I like it.
Yeah, I mean, we already had the chance to stay at Grand Flow, so I really, really want to wake up to that castle every morning.
Yeah, definitely. We stayed there a couple years ago now, and we went to the top of the world and saw the fireworks. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've done that. Have you done that?
Yes, yet? It's absolutely stunning.
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So I can't talk enough about that. And what I would say is we stayed on the Bay Lake side, and it really was just as magical, just as awesome. We had the nice view of the lake, and then the pool was sort of right beneath us. It was really, really nice. So what about you, John? Where are you staying, buddy?
I'm staying at the Poly.
Nice.
Okay. I went as a kid to the Poly, and my mom claims it was the worst vacation of her life. Every time we talk to Disney about Disney, she always brings up how bad it was there and everything else. But I think it's time for redemption for the Polynesian. I think we've visited two or three times now to the Poly. Mm-hmm. We've gone to Kona Cafe there. We've just kind of, been there just to look around, went to Trader Sam's, stuff like that. I love that resort just for the simple fact you can sit on the beach and you can see the castle just in the distance. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. We did that. What was that? Like about a month ago, we just sat there on the beach, and then they were playing, obviously, cause there's no fireworks right now. They were playing Happily Ever After on their like movie wall that they had behind the pool. And it was almost like you were watching the fireworks again. And it felt like you were at home.
That's awesome. Very nice, guys. Very nice indeed. I like that you both get to stay at a couple different spots too. That's the luxury of this. Love that. So, like I mentioned before, I asked Mr. Wookie before we got on with you folks, hey, what should we do? I'm sort of thinking this. And he's like, no, let's do villains. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's and it sort of played really well into the conversation that we've had. And so I
tagged you guys right.
So glad you did.
So in the past, we've done these Mount Rushmores of our four favorite Disney characters, our four favorite Star Wars characters, And what we would like to do with you, and I saw our little fist bump there. So we would love to hear your four Disney villain Rushmore. I'm excited to hear this.
Oh, I'm so excited for this right now.
You're going first.
I'm going first.
You're going first.
All right.
Please.
Let's go one at a time, back and forth.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
My first one, Yzma.
Great movie.
Such an underrated movie, and she deserves a place on Mount Rushmore of villains.
Absolutely.
I love it. I'm going Dr. Facilier from Princess and the Frog.
Yeah.
I love his song in the movie, and he's one of the characters that when I go to Disneyland, I'm hopefully going to be able to meet because I love his character.
Very cool. Nice. Back to you, Gabby.
I'm going to stick with the females here and go with my girl Ursula. Here's another hot take real quick.
She's got plenty of them.
And we've got plenty of time. So take all the time you need.
She never forced Ariel into anything. Ariel was just a little bit naive. So she technically did nothing wrong. She deserves her place there.
All right. Good stuff.
I like it. I don't know.
The second one is one of the only villains to actually kill somebody, and it's Scar.
Yeah.
Scar is one of the only few.
He killed his brother. Yeah. That's deep.
And he had a beautiful song.
Yeah, he did.
He did. Great song.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Kathy, back over to you.
Gaston.
He's
just the manliest of men. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say him too, because when we had our meet and greet with him, he was so hilarious. There was some girl that was yelling from the street and she goes, "I love you." And he's like, "I know." And just laughed it off. And he was just so much fun to meet. And I love his big personality. It was awesome.
Definitely. Definitely. Last one for both of you.
I'm going to go Maleficent because she's just petty.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great take. Very nice.
I'm having a brain fart.
Oh, no.
I can't think of one.
You can't think of one?
I'm going to go. No. I can't think of one. Why am I having such a brain fart right now? Name me some.
Gunnar Stahl.
Yes, that's it. Perfect. We put him up there. Team Iceland. The whole team goes up on it.
I think that's more than four.
it's just like a nice poster, like that. The ones you get the hockey games.
Oh man.
Good stuff. Oh goodness. Well, John, Kathy, thank you again so much. Really appreciate the time. Mr. Wookie, as always, thank you so much for joining us as well. And John and Kathy, thank you. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
I hope that the next few days are good to you. Obviously Christmas is coming up, so I hope Santa is good to you as well. And I'm super excited for you guys. I'm really happy that you're enjoying your new Orlando gig and life. And I hope that it continues to be as fun as it was yesterday, because it should only get better from here. Right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I'll be there January 1st. If you guys are around.
Hey, just let us know where.
Exactly.
You want to meet up there, drink, or wherever? We're always around.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, awesome. I'm there.
All right. One thing that we always say here is be kind, wash your hands, and we will see you real soon. And I do hope that we get to see you real soon. John and Kathy, thank you again so much, and have a lovely rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.